This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with this week's news from the South East Radio Group. My face is now all cleaned up after having to wipe the egg from it after announcing in last week's updates that the 91.5 Hz CTCSS tones would be enabled on our bluff repeater as from the 1st of October. As soon as I typed up the notes, the tone encoder chip decided to fail, and I'm now guilty of passing on fake news. John, VK5DJ, is working on the problem. The poor bloke seems to have taken on a never-ending job as our faithful and very talented, grovel grovel, repeater guru, and we hope to have it back on and keeping all the nasty noises away again very shortly. Many thanks, John. With the announcement that the cross-border bubble has now been extended to 70 kilometres, we are hopeful that some progress may soon develop with the VK3 RSW repeater project near Haywood in Victoria. The only stumbling block appears to be the risk of passing on infections via any possible handover of equipment at the border. We are investigating possibilities at this point. Excitement is starting to build here now as the 2020 legend of the Lakes Hill Climb edges ever nearer, and work is continuing as Tom, VK5EE, modifies our radio boxes to accept our freshly acquired Simico SRM9000 VHF transceivers. These will replace the older Motorola units, which have given excellent service over the last 14 years. The Simicos have a slightly smaller footprint within the boxes and will allow a little more room for the power cables, speakers and microphone to be accommodated. Having all of these bits in one unit, thanks to the excellent work of Greg, VK5ZGY, who originally built the boxes, thank you Greg, we can easily deploy the radios without having a mess of tangled wires, plugs and microphones. The only other items required are the antenna and a decent 12-volt battery. Setup time is reduced and the units are neat and tidy to pack away when not in use. The radio used on the start line has more power than the others so that the starter's calls can be heard over any other chatter which may be occurring. This is kept to a minimum for obvious reasons. The radio on turn 8, where the radio op calls car clear, to notify the starter that he can release the next competitor, also has a higher power output so that the starter is assured of hearing the call. The only other radio that has a slightly higher power output is located at the chicane, where it is critical that any delay causing incident can be sent to the start so that the next car can be held until the course is clear before release. All in all, a very efficient system. That pretty much sums up our week. So, until next Sunday, you guessed it, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD. And once again, it's time for the North East Radio Club news. Well, the North East Radio Club is now running two coffee clubs. Yes, you can have the virtual coffee club every Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on the Houghton repeater 146850. Or if you want a real coffee club, you can go along to the Tea Tree Gully Library at 10 a.m. and enjoy the company of our members at the library. And just remember, at the library, it's a situation where the COVID-19 conditions apply. So you have to have the social distancing and the cleaning of the furniture. So don't forget, two coffee clubs for the price of one. And next Friday night, the 23rd of October, we're going to have a meeting at the club rooms at Capulet Crescent, Modbury. And it will be a subject all about balans. Yes, it'll be good balans, bad balans and ugly balans. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall and get there at 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start, and we're going to have a good technical night. So that should be very informative. And of course, the COVID-19 conditions apply there as well. So you need to be socially distancing and helping up with the cleanup after the meeting so that we all comply. So that will be next Friday, the 23rd of October. And every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Link repeater system, there is the F-Troop Net. So come along and enjoy the F-Troop Net, and it's always very good. And of course, you don't have to worry about the COVID-19 conditions because it's on air, and we're all suitably spaced out. So don't forget Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. for the F-Troop Net. Well, that's all for this week. 73's Good DX and Stay Safe from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Lunches at the Blackwood RSL are on the 2nd and 4th Friday of each month. The next lunch will be on the 23rd of October. Last Friday at the RSL was good with 10 members attending. Numbers were down because ALARA has its Friday lunches at the Police Club on the 2nd Friday of the month. You can book for the lunch at the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwod@bigpond.com. The RSL would like us to book for the Friday lunches a day or two before the actual day so they have an idea of how many will be attending. The general meeting last Thursday night was well attended and we had more show and tell than we could run on the night. The plan is to present these after the AGM on the 18th of February. At the November meeting, Brian, VK5VI, will present a presentation on the South East Radio Group's linked repeater network. This will be interesting to many, as it's a complex network with a lot of history, soon to be extended into the Western Victoria. The date will be the 19th of November. Our use of the kitchen in the club rooms has been liberalised, and this will make catering for the general meetings much easier. We're planning to have our January picnic on Sunday the 17th of January at the Marion RSL, and like last year, it will be free to financial members and $10 to non-members. I will be calling for registrations when we've finalised arrangements with the RSL. Lloyd Butler turns 96 this month and has decided it's time for him to hand over the club history records to somebody else. If you would like to take over this important task, please email me and I will send you Lloyd's email that he sent to the committee, vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.